This is the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Current Democratic Representative Paul Tonko from the 20th District votes with the positions of President Joe Biden 100% of the time, according to the 538.com website. Republican Elise Stefanik, currently representing the 21st District, votes with Biden's positions 19.3% of the time. Democrat Pat Ryan just began representing the 19th District and has yet to be included in the rankings.
The Troy Record reports that Representative Paul Tonko and local environmental groups and advocates recently celebrated at Scodak Island State Park the House passage of his New York, New Jersey Watershed Project Act. The bill would invest $20 million annually to improve water quality and increase public access on the rivers. Tonko, a Democrat, said, and I quote, "Our waterways stand as economic drivers while also reflecting and upholding our rich history. The New York, New Jersey watershed is America's most populated, driving tourism and serving as a community treasure for millions of visitors and residents alike. Despite this, our watershed remains underfunded and without key federal assistance, leaving it in greater danger from pollutants and at increased risk for floods that threaten public health, ecosystems, and industries," end quote. Tonko failed to pass what was previously called the Hudson-Mohawk River Basin Act, but at least got the renamed measure through the House of Representatives this year as part of the National Defense Authorization Act. Jonathan Kramer, president of the Hudson River Foundation, said, and I quote, "This legislation is a key part of funding research and scientifically backed efforts that will make New York's waterways more resilient to climate change," end quote. Tonko faces a rematch with Republican Liz Joy this fall for re-election in the 20th Congressional District. Read the full story in the Troy Record.
On September 30th, Congress took their final votes before representatives headed home to campaign in fall elections. On that final day of voting, local Democrats in Congress, Sean Maloney, Pat Ryan, and Paul Tonko, voted for cheaper insulin with the Providing for Consideration of the Senate Amendment to the Bill H.R. 6833 Affordable Insulin Now Act and Providing for Consideration of the Bill H.R. 8987 Fairness for 9/11 Families Act, unquote, amendment. While Republican Elise Stefanik voted against lowering the cost of insulin, the measure passed 230-201. All four local representatives agreed to vote for the Preventing PFAS Runoff at Airports Act, which passed 381-42 on September 29th. The same day, only the Democrats voted for the Mental Health Matters Act, with Stefanik voting with all but one other Republican against in a measure that passed 220-205.
Zach Hurst reports for North Country Public Radio that Representative Elise Stefanik claims she brings $600 million into her 21st congressional district, but that figure is misleading. Scott Horton, the town supervisor of Caroga in Fulton County, supports Stefanik's record on agriculture and veterans issues, but he says he applied for federal grants through Stefanik's office to help with the repairs to a fire-damaged town hall and got rejected twice. Horton said, and I quote, "It was not supported by the congresswoman, and I think it should have been," end quote. Correction officers at the federal prison in Raybrook say the local prison workers union has tried to meet with Stefanik to talk about staffing issues, but she has not talked with them. While many supporters quoted in the story praise Stefanik for help winning federal aid, she also takes credit for money she did not help secure. A recent press release titled, and I quote, "Stefanik delivers over $586,000 for NY21 fire departments," end quote. But in fine print, the release acknowledges that Stefanik only helped some of the fire departments. Stefanik also has taken credit for projects she opposes. Last year, Stefanik described the American Rescue Plan COVID relief package as, and I quote, "filled with pork projects, special interest giveaways, and the far left's policy wish list," end quote. But after it passed, she sent out a press release celebrating a grant for the St. Regis Mohawk tribe with over $850,000 from the relief package that she voted against. A spokesperson for Stefanik would not directly comment on any of these issues, changing the subject instead. Starting in January, the 21st Congressional District will include Rensselaer County. And you can read the full story at North Country Public Radio website. Patricia R. Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. U.S. Representative Pat Ryan will sit down by himself for the Daily Freeman on October 21st, as Republican Colin Schmidt has refused to participate in the candidate forum for the new 18th Congressional District seat. Ryan, a Democrat and former Ulster County executive, currently represents the 19th Congressional District after defeating Republican Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro in an August special election. Ryan agreed to the Daily Freeman's request to participate, while Taylor Wyeneth, Schmidt's campaign manager, declined several invitations by the Freeman. Wyeneth said in a September 24th email not accepting the invitation for this opportunity to debate, and I quote, "Assemblyman Schmidt is committed to making sure that voters in every county in New York 18 have an opportunity to attend a candidate debate this fall," end quote. Schmidt did not participate in a similar event with Ryan September 27th, sponsored by the Ulster County Chamber of Commerce. Anyone who wants to submit questions for Ryan for the event should send them to pdoxy at pdoxyfreemanonline.com before October 19th. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.